I think it's pretty clear that the lifestyle that they're living. I can tell you that there will be marijuana will be a little harder to come by here in Escambia County. Even if it's temporary, the marijuana will be hard to come by. I think that it's safe to say that for Mr. DeVoe, his days of living large, fancy car driving, gold jewelry wearing, lavish lifestyle living, his Ric Flair days are over. That's what I'll tell you.
Now, why has it got to bring Ric Flair into all of that? That's Sheriff Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Obviously, he joins us now by phone. This was in relation to that enormous marijuana bust. It also brought in guns and cash and jewelry and gold bars and, I mean, boats and, you know, or a boat at least, and cars and everything else. Joining us now by phone, Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you guys have already kind of responded to this online, but I thought it was a good chance for you to answer the question to our listeners as well. People hear about this, and, you know, even though you mentioned that this was started all because there was violence, and even though people can obviously see the guns and the enormous amount of money that was involved here, their natural reaction is, A, it's just marijuana. What's the big deal? Why is it so important to bust a major marijuana distributor?
Well, I would say it's important to bust any type of drug trafficker. But I would like to just begin with, as you just mentioned, this investigation started because of some of the firearm-related gun crime that we had earlier in this year. We partnered with some of our federal and state and local partners, really. And for 4 months, we worked on this case, specifically, our narcotics unit has. And it took a lot of work, and I just want to give them the credit, the investigators, our federal partners as well, because this is an extensive investigation. As you said, we've seized over 2,100 pounds of high-grade marijuana. We seized 24 pounds of spice, 18 pounds of THC, 32 firearms. I know you mentioned it, but I think it's important for me to give the recap again.
Yeah.
So that people understand exactly how big this is and really where the dangers are, because when you're talking about, again, 12 vehicles, over, I think we're at about $700,000 in jewelry, $150,000 in gold bars, and well over $800,000 in cash. So think about that for a second. Think about what we talk about in the past. We say this violent crime or that violent crime is drug-related. And when we talk about drug-related, we're not talking about that the individual is under the influence, although they may well be under the influence. What we're talking about in these situations is money, and the money from drug purchasing, from buying drugs. This is what causes the violent crimes. And while most people understand that, they understand it, that there's a difference between high-level drug traffickers. There's a difference in having $800,000 in your possession. There's a difference in that and lower level possession of say marijuana or any other drug. The difference is the money leads to violent crime, and ultimately it has led to death right here in Escambia County. So we just want to clarify, we will never apologize for investigating and for enforcing the law. But what I felt like we need to let people know that even though you say it's marijuana, it's trafficking in marijuana. And it's not much different than trafficking cocaine or methamphetamines or anything else.
And you're saying that this individual or individuals related to this individual were also involved in actual violent crimes connected to either the acquisition of the property or the protection of the property from people who would want to steal it. And we've talked many times about how drug dealers are a high target because their friends know they've got money, that kind of stuff. Is that right?
That's correct. When you're at this level, you have people that you have selling for you or buying from you. And these are the people that we have seen, that actually started this investigation, the lower levels, but certainly under this specific trafficking tree. So, yeah, Lou is not the one that was associated with the gun crimes early on. It is certainly something that we're seeing based on the amount of money and the amount of drugs that he was bringing into our area.
You mentioned something in your press conference that I just wanted to follow up on a little bit. You mentioned, obviously, since you became sheriff, you have done a lot to reestablish relationships with federal agencies and inter-law enforcement agency cooperative task forces. I know you've built up a strong partnership with the Pensacola Police Department for investigations of drug crimes. Is this a direct byproduct of that? Were those resources that just made this possible? And was this a guy that you guys even had on your radar prior to start? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you knew and you couldn't prosecute because you couldn't find enough information without the resources, or this literally was a massive drug deal that we discovered through all the different things that we're doing recently?
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, different administrations have different philosophies. And as many people are aware, my background comes from the fact that I was on a number of drug task forces during my time at the Pensacola Police Department. So when I took office, I wanted to reestablish, because we basically had severed the ties with all of our federal partners with regards to task forces and working joint operations. So when I took office in January, I reached out, and to their credit, the FBI, the DEA, U.S. Attorney's Office, they jumped on board. Obviously, you mentioned the relationship that we have with the Pensacola Police Department, which is probably as strong as it's ever been. And then we know that we can do more when we work together. You know, we understand that there are things that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office can do on our own, but there's some things that there's a synergy involved in the fact that we can work with our federal authorities, and we can reach out to people even outside of our region, because they're damaging our community. So yes, I would say that this is something that started in January, and again, to our federal partners and our local and state partners, credit, they jumped on board. This is just the beginning. We understand that violent crime is our number one priority, and the number one cause of violent crime in Escambia County is drug trafficking.
Sheriff, I wanted to pivot a little bit to talk about something kind of entirely different, which is, obviously, we had this rain event and wind event over the weekend. Anything from that your folks had to deal with that was out of the normal? And are you guys sending anybody over to help with disaster recovery? Really, we know policing is one of the big needs after a hurricane hits.
Yeah, it is. We're monitoring it. We've been watching it like everyone else has. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to our friends over in Louisiana. Louisiana is in a different FEMA district. They're in the Texas FEMA district. Our district is, you know, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So we have not yet got a request.
Okay.
From FEMA. And typically what the Louisiana will do is they'll request through the state of Florida, and then the state will reach out to the various resources. So we have not yet got a request. And we've been discussing it, because obviously we're like everyone else. We have a few people that have COVID, so our numbers are you know, relatively thin as well. So I guess it's fortunate we haven't had a request. I mean, maybe they don't need as much you know, stretch as far as Florida to request assistance. But if we get a request, we'll certainly evaluate, and if we can send some people, we will. But again, our number one priority is right here in Escambia County.
All right, very good. And last thing, I guess you guys had, you know, we were talking about this big, huge marijuana bus, but you guys had another bus that had to do with just a routine traffic stop, which, you know, is kind of an oxymoron, because, you know, any traffic stop could be almost anything at any time, so calling them routine is a little bit silly. But you found some stuff during a traffic stop, is that right?
That's correct. Remember we talked a second ago about in January we started our partnerships with our federal partners. I think that what we also did was increased our gun crimes unit. Again, a top priority is enforcement and prevention of crime. So our gun crimes unit was out, and they conducted a traffic stop in the area of Navy and Cheeks Way. Inside the vehicle, they found two firearms, some synthetic marijuana, package for resale, some codeine syrup, and over $1,000 in cash. He was a convicted felon, and so we ended up charging him accordingly. So, yeah, the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are out there doing a lot of good work on a daily basis. We may not hear about all of it, but occasionally, again, we stop a car that has these guns, and I think it's pretty easy to make the connection to, you know, drugs and guns and money.
Yeah, and you know, when you're at a traffic stop, you tell me if I'm wrong, but your officers have you know, split seconds to make the decision whether this is a dangerous situation or not a dangerous situation, and the evidence is pretty thin that you got to make that decision on, and yet at any time it could be, hey, there's synthetic marijuana and guns and money in the car, or this is just, you know, Mrs. Jones, you know, and she's just on her way to work, and you've got to make that decision and always be prepared for whatever that option is, right?
That's right. I was in, our command staff attended what we call de-escalation training just Monday, actually. And we were showing, they were showing some videos, and that's what we teach our guys in training, that anything can happen at any time. So yeah, while most, the overwhelming majority of traffic stops result in either a warning or a traffic citation, but there are times when things escalate quickly. A couple months ago, we showed a video of a traffic stop, and an individual comes out with a firearm out of the passenger seat and shoots 15 rounds at our deputies and puts a bullet hole through the cruiser car. So as you said, anything can happen, and that's why we concentrate so much on our training.
Absolutely. That's one of the aspects of your job that I just, you know, and your folks' job that I just, it's hard to put my brain around, is how they do that every day and do it so consistently. But that's training and that's good execution. Chip Simmons, he is a sheriff for Escambia County. I always talk to him on Tuesday at about this time. Sheriff, thanks for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe. And please pass that thanks on to your folks.
You bet. Y'all take care.